Well, welcome to the Sparks team call for Monday, April 15th, 2013. Tonight's call is our direct jobber interview for the month, and we're going to have a great interview tonight with a great AMSL direct jobber, and we're excited to be able to interview Craig Hamrick. So that's going to be a good call. A couple of announcements I have here is don't forget the Bell team teleconference is this Thursday, so we have two calls this week. We have the Monday night, which is the 30-minute, and then the Bell teleconference, which is an hour, and it's April 18th at 7 p.m. Central Time. It's the same time as this call is happening. And the number to call on that, if you got a pencil handy, is 954-468-2344, or check the email. Went out this Sunday night, or send me a message about that. It's a great call, and actually they're going to have a guest speaker, Steve LePage, AMSOIL Regional Sales Manager for the Western Region of the United States. That's where Dave and Carol are at in the Texas area, so that's going to be their Regional Sales Manager to talk about the AMSOIL convention and the core technology, and there's going to be other dealers on the team as well calling into that. I've been on that call for since it started back in 2000. I was a brand new dealer, and I very rarely have missed this call. Just once a month, I did what I could to get on it. It's just a great call, and you learn a lot from other leaders in the team and so forth. It's kind of like this one, except it's every once a month. Tonight we're excited to have another DJ interview. This is our fourth in the series. You know, we have one a month for, and this is the fourth month. So it's our fourth call, and they've all been great so far. So if you haven't found them or haven't had a chance to listen to them, go to the dealer training site and look them up. They've all been pretty really good and informative calls, interviews with direct jobbers in AMSOIL. Our guest tonight works with a lot of commercial accounts, and he really enjoys working the commercial retail because of his background. And so the topic of tonight's call is going to be building your AMSOIL business with the commercial program. Obviously, most AMSOIL direct jobbers work a variety of ways of their business, and I believe Craig probably works other areas, but he has some serious skills in the commercial program. So, Craig, are you on tonight?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me all right?
Hear you fine, Craig. Appreciate you calling in. This is appreciate your time, and everybody tonight, I'm sure, is excited to hear what you have to say about being a direct jobber, getting your way up to the top in the direct jobber, AMSOIL business, and you know, learning what you do to build your business on a regular basis. You know, first off, before we get started, let's get a little background from you. Where are you calling from? Where are you from? Where you live at now? And you know, what have you done in the past prior to working at AMSOIL, or your full time job, if you want to say that?
Well, sure. I actually was born and raised on a farm, so I've got a farm background. Out of necessity, I became a mechanic because we had to fix our own equipment. We were too poor growing up to be able to hire it, fix. So continued to learn to work on heavier and heavier equipment. We've had semis. Heavy equipment, dozers, and construction type equipment. So I've worked on about everything. But I've always had an interest to be a firefighter. So I spent 11 years as a volunteer, firefighter, while I farmed. And then the door opened for me to get on with the city of Macomb, Illinois, where I live currently. So it's in the west central part of Illinois. And we have like five seasons here during the year. The weather's really kind of odd up here. But so I got on in 1988 as a full-time firefighter. And within a few months, I took over the fleet maintenance for the, we're a small, medium-sized department, took care of ambulances, fire trucks, and I was also a firefighter, so I wore two hats, and like I said, I was in charge of purchasing, fleet maintenance, all the record keeping. So grew to, you know, I've always had this, wanted to save money but yet make our equipment last longer. And that was my quest that finally led me to AMSOIL. Go ahead.
Well, great. That's kind of your lead into finding AMSOIL. So how exactly did you find AMSOIL? I'm guessing it was through the department. That was before you became a dealer?
Yes, sir. An older gentleman who was my sponsor, who just passed away last year, wonderful old gentleman that David and Carol Bell had signed up years ago. I think it was at the World Pork Expo, maybe in Des Moines, Iowa. I mean, Dave will have to correct me on that. But Mike had sold for another company out of Texas, oil company, and we were using his products. And even though he'd been an AMSOIL dealer, he had never talked to me about AMSOIL. Well, his health continued to go downhill. He was diabetic, and he had to have one leg removed, but he just, I trusted the man through the other line of products that he sold. And one day he started talking to me about AMSOIL. And I got to admit, I'd never really heard much of AMSOIL. And what he was telling me was, I'm a hard sell, so I just didn't believe it right off. So I started doing tons of research, and to make a long story somewhat shorter, we ended up trying actually 100-to-1 two-cycle oil. I figured, what the heck, that we couldn't hurt anything with that. And then we tried engine oil in one truck, and then we did a whole truck front to back, and boy, that's where the story starts right there. And that was in 2003. So, and I started seeing amazing results out of that. And I'd used other products and other synthetics. I won't mention names, but I was blown away by the performance of the AMSOIL product and the quality and the ability to be able to, I was a one-man operation taking care of 13 large pieces of equipment and a lot of smaller support vehicles. So it was important to me that I could cut my oil change interval, or I mean increase my oil drain intervals out considerably with oil analysis. So that's where it began.
Well, excellent. And you were a little bit skeptical. I'm reading here, it actually did a story on you were a little skeptical at first, and after looking at the oil analysis, I guess that's what really made you a believer in being able to extend out your drains and so forth?
Yes, because I was no stranger. We had actually did oil analysis for years. I started it when I started with the city. So I was very familiar with how other products perform, how to read oil analysis. I've spent now probably thousands and thousands of reports. Not bragging there, but I use it as a tool in our fleet management. And to see all the amazing differences, and I've got a lot of those original reports that still amaze me. The viscosity retention, the TBN retention, the critical components that allow you to extend your drain interval, and AMSOIL just shine through. So, go ahead.
To say all that, you have an excellent background for the topic that we're talking about, commercial sales, because you actually worked with the product before you ever became a dealer as a firefighter / mechanic for the fire department, and I guess you ran in all pieces of equipment. This article shows here bypass filtration, which is the ultimate in oil filtration and oil cleanliness as far as I'm concerned, and I'm sure you've got lots of great stories to talk about, seeing how that works. But let's move on, really, to when you became an AMSOIL dealer. I guess that was sometime later, maybe in 2005 or 6 or something?
Well, yes, after about it was probably a year or two, so 2003. 2005, Mike Arnold signed me up as a preferred customer, and I started using the products in my own vehicles. And as the way I always do things, I went front to back on my Dodge Caravan at that time. this is my own story, so I have all the documentation to prove this. It was an all-wheel drive 2000 Caravan, and I did the fluids from front to back, transmission, engine. They had a rear carrier assembly in for the four-wheel drive or the all-wheel drive, and picked up over 2 miles to the gallon right out of the chute. So I'm like, this is amazing. And the vehicle ran cooler, ran smoother, rolled easier. So I was a PC for almost a year, and then Mike was talking to me about the AMSOIL dealer opportunity, and I signed up, would have been in the summer of 2006.
Okay. And when you signed up, did you say, I'm going to do this serious, or, you know, what really kind of got you on board, you know, to really working at the business? Did you do anything special or work at it, you know, what made you really kind of see the light to work at the AMSOIL business a little bit more?
Well, I mean, no disrespect to Mike Arnold, but he didn't know much about AMSOIL or the programs or, you know, he was just a wonderful old fellow that I just trusted so much. And he told me, he says, I think you can make a real go out of this. He said, you understand the products, you see the benefits and advantages. You know, and I personally, honestly, my only thoughts when I signed up or converted from a PC to a dealer was to buy the products, to use them for myself and just sell them maybe to my family or friends. I didn't really at that time see this turning into a business.
So okay.
Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah.
So, I know the turning point, and I was just sitting here thinking, I think our first AMSOIL, I think I told you it was 2006, but I believe 2007 was our first AMSOIL, which David Bell had been encouraging me to go to, and that was the single most important thing and most, what I want to say, that did the most for me as a dealer. That was the spark plug or the catalyst that really got me started on in our AMSOIL dealer business. So,
yeah. And if I remember correctly, you carried your whole family up there, didn't you?
Yes, we did. And up to last
you
year,
got several children and your wife. It was just a wonderful time, wasn't it?
It was. We loved the Northland. We loved meeting all the Amatuzio family, everyone that works there, seeing the manufacturing facilities. I'll just be honest, I didn't have the confidence because, like I said, I'm a hard sell. I have to see it. I'm like someone who grew up in Missouri, no disrespect there, but I have to be shown. And when Mr. Amatuzio shook my hand, and he didn't know me from Adam, and everybody just welcomed us like they'd known us for years, and it was sincere. That sold me right there. I knew they had a great product. I just wanted to see what the company was like. And when, you know, Mr. Amatuzio shakes your hand, it's a sincere handshake. And it just blew me away. So, and David and Carol, everything they did for us and have done and continue to do. The support of your upline is just tremendous, you know, because I had to kind of learn this on my own. You know, David did a lot for me to teach me, but if anybody's on the fence, I know you wanted to say this till the end, but while I'm there, about going to AMSOIL University and the convention, this 40th convention in July, if they can at all do it, they need to, if they want to get serious about their business.
Yeah. Well, I would agree. I actually just watched a video from a high-level leader in our type of business, and he talks about the highest paid people in our industry, which is direct sales, get the most people to conventions, and that's where, you know, it sparks so much for your business, and it sparks yourself. It gives yourself the confidence, and it gives yourself meeting the people up there. You talk to them on the phone, but you know, you really meet them. It's just amazing, and like you say, you know, Mr. Amatuzio wraps his arm around you and takes a photo. It's just, you're right, it's sincere and it's just wonderful. So, anyhow, let's move on to this commercial sales a little bit. I know you've had, you probably work all types of your business, so let's do that first. You work all areas of your business, am I correct? You just don't work commercial sales, right?
No, that's correct. I like the dealer dashboard, if everyone that's listening or most people are familiar with on the Dealer Zone. I'm a little heavy in commercial. I'm about 69% commercial accounts. I do, David taught me this years ago to have a diversified portfolio to sound fancy, but I do have I have about 35 or 40 PCs, mainly friends, family, I'd say the retail market's my weakest as far as like, I'm just going to say that's the lightest that I'm in. I've really been working a lot harder getting more dealers under me, and that's where I'm spending my emphasis here in the last, I'd say since the first of the year and the end of last year. So, yeah, I diversify. I have a pretty good cross-section of customers. But I do, you know, like I said, I'm a little heavy on the commercial. But I enjoy that market. I can relate to those people, fleet managers. I was in over-the-road, I said we had trucks, so I know the business. I'm certified in all the diesel engines, transmissions, and all that to work on them. So that really gives me an advantage to work with that type of customer. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah. Well, that's true, and you have that background, like you say. And if someone were listening in tonight, they wanted to work with commercial accounts and get started and so forth, they don't necessarily have to have the background you have. Is that correct?
Oh, no. That's what I love about AMSOIL. They can learn enough through, you know, AMSOIL's published many FSTs, field sales tools. There's one for over-the-road trucking. You know, there's many. I'm not like David. I can't quote every one of them, but they've given us a lot of tools. Even if you have very little background in this market, commercial market is a loyal market. The customers, once you build good relationships, which is key in that those type of customers, they are loyal to you unless you drop the ball somewhere. But if you take care of your customers, they're loyal basically till they die. It's amazing how that does work. But no, you don't have to be experienced like me or be certified to work on anything. It's just, but because the commercial market encompasses so many. I mean, I start making a list here and I stop, but golf courses, lawn care businesses, plumbing contractors, electrical, you know, boy, over-the-road trucks, farmers, you name it, can, you know, a lot of them can fall into that commercial account program. Go ahead.
Well, basically anything that you're already selling the product to, if you're selling it to a vehicle, your friend is a preferred customer, you work with a commercial guy, he might have the same gasoline F-150 pickup truck. He might have one, five, 10, or 50 of them. That's the only difference compared to your neighbor that just has one F-150 pickup truck. Or you sell it to your guy across the street that has a weed eater, some 100-to-1 oil. The only difference between that and a commercial account is a commercial account might have 50 weed eaters. I sell in my city of Clarksville. That's all they use in all their equipment. You know, and they buy 5 or 10 cases of FuCycle oil at a time instead of one little packet. That's really the difference. And I would agree, you know, taking care of those relationships. And I'm guessing working local in your own area is probably easier than trying to go far away. Is that true?
Well, I think getting started, you could just draw a circle around your community. And, I don't know, 50 or 100 miles, if you don't have to go that far, but inside that circle, there's just hundreds of potential commercial accounts. And, you don't have to, you know, go big right off. I didn't. I started doing some local trade shows. I started just call on local you know, I got the park districts and started working with those and golf courses. And that's how, you know, and then as I got more comfortable, I started to branch out and talk to larger customers and expand the area. But I live in a town of 20,000 people, and I guarantee you I don't have 5% of this community on AMSOIL yet. And I mean, there's a ton of commercial customers just waiting here in my community. So they're everywhere.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, there's plenty in everybody's backyard. And, you know, I think working up, finding the products or equipment that you're interested in first, and going from there. Let's talk a little bit maybe about some negatives. If some people, like, you know, I don't want to disillusion everybody, think everything's all rosy. You know, I'm guessing it probably maybe take a little longer to get these guys signed up as commercial accounts.
Well, you're talking to hard sell people just like myself, and I think that helps me because I was in their shoes, and I tell them that. I try not to do the shock and awe too much as far as saying, oh, you can triple your drain interval or something. I start gently, and I may not even start with engine oil. I'll come in with what I call a non-threatening product, maybe transmission fluid or rear end, you know, lube. If it's an over-the-road truck, the 50-weight or FTF, long-life transmission oil, something that's not going to threaten them, because engine oil tends to do that for some reason, because I don't know why that is, but very challenging to get your foot in the door, to get someone to listen to you after they've been changing oil in their semi for forever at 10,000-mile intervals, even to get them to go up to 20,000. You know, it's not all roses. It's hard work, and that's what I told two new dealers I signed up over the weekend, that, yeah, this isn't a get-rich-quick scheme. That's not a scheme, but I mean, you got to work hard. But the rewards are there if you're willing to stay with it.
Yeah, yeah. What about, like, one particular type of account I would think is like a government account? Would you suggest trying to get into those right away, or is that something that, as AMSOIL calls, chasing smokestacks sometimes?
That's a tough one, and I don't recommend personally. I work that market to a certain extent, but I'm very careful. I have a really strong background in the fire service, because I can talk to these people, but there's too much volatility with the politics that's involved, especially in a larger fire department or medical, like an EMS operation, or even a city government as far as public works and that. It's just, sometimes it's not worth it. I'm not saying it's not worth it. That's a bad choice of words, but that's a real tough market. And you may have everything going smooth. It's just like when I retired. I have no idea what they're going to do now up there. They don't indicate that they're probably going to continue with AMSOIL. So, you know, you just can't. That's a market I don't want to say waste time on, but you can use up a lot of time there, and it can be very frustrating. So. That's not
fair. Yeah, I agree. I wouldn't start out there. My city account, I landed it by whatever luck. I walked in with some AMSOIL one day, and the guy behind the counter was just smiling, and he said, I've been waiting for you to come in. And he was an old, he worked on the small engine stuff, and that's all they buy from me, a small engine oil, the two-cycle stuff. And I have yet to be able to even bid, or, you know, you get into that bid process and all that. It's just, there's a whole lot better. There's a whole lot more lawn care companies and electricians. I got an excellent electrician guy. He's the owner. We've built a relationship. He calls me when he was ready for an order, and I stop down and say hi to him and bring him cookies and stuff every once in a while. And it's just a wonderful relationship. And like you say, he'll probably be a customer and as long as he owns that business. So I think that's one of the positives, and I guess we'll leave it on the positive that there. Let's let the last positive thing: is there money to be made with commercial accounts? That's a big question I'm sure everybody has.
Well, as you know, that it is definitely one of the better income opportunities, or not opportunity, but areas in the AMSOIL program there, because you know, for those of us, you know, it's 20% cash commission, 20% commission credits. It's very good to get cash flow going. I think, you know, that's not necessarily why I got into that, because I like that market, but that is a really nice benefit to that program. So, yes, there is money to be made there.
Yeah, well, and there's plenty of those. You know, you get a trucking company with 5 or 10 trucks that's buying, you know, 3 or 4 barrels of oil at a time. That's a pretty nice little check that you get from that as compared to selling a couple of quarts or something. You know, it's pretty nice. And, you know, you talk about all the other things, diesel fuel additives and gear lubes and transmission fluids and our wonderful new grease that we have out. It's just, can't say enough good things about that. You mentioned the field sales tools. I got the list here. If anybody would like to start working in these, and I would probably start with the landscape maintenance first, and then automotive and work truck fleets, the refuse haulers and off-road equipment. That's a little bit more difficult because they're bigger types of equipment and so forth. But these field sales tools, they really break it down to the how to go work at this market, what to look for, how to approach it, and just pick one that you think you're most interested in and become an expert at it first before you move to the next one. Would you not recommend that?
Oh, yes.
Is that how you do it?
Yes, because you can, as my grandparents used to say, you can get spread too thin, basically. You know, you just need to pick an area you're really good at, you really like, and start there. That's my advice.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's a good way to do it. Have you done any trade shows? And is that a good way to find some commercial business?
Oh, trade shows are wonderful. I've still got 3 girls at home, and I didn't get as many done. Well, of course, recently retiring there in November. So this year, a couple of my daughters have a lot of stuff going on, so I'm not doing as many yet. But in 14, I would like to increase my trade shows. But I still do several farm shows and an over-the-road truck show within 100 miles of me. We do several smaller shows right now. But I'd like to increase those because, as David and Carol have proven through the years, the belts are it's a tremendous way. If you look at investment on your dollar, you meet more people in an hour at a trade show than you could call on in a month or more. So, yeah, trade shows are good. But I started out local and still kind of continue to stay within that circle.
Well, exactly. There's a little more business in everybody's backyard, and it doesn't matter if you live in a town of 20,000, 100,000, or what have you. There's just, 1% of the population is not using AMSOIL yet, and that's probably on your own street, on your own neighborhood, in your own city. It's just very few people people are starting to hear about it now, but very few people even know what it is. One last thing, when you're first getting started, the fuel additives, I know you had, do you have much experience with those? Or this is not in our little show notes, but I know you live up in Illinois. It probably gets cold in the wintertime, and you've probably used some of these fuel additives for equipment. You know, I don't know if it's from the small engines all the way up to diesel trucks. Give us just a few comments on each one of those fuel additives that you think is great.
Okay. Quickly here, one of the biggest headaches for any shop or, you know, lawn care people that work with small engines is the issues we have with fuel today. So I fought that for years, and I was tired of working on 2-cycle, like weed eaters, blowers. Seems like that's all I got done, and they were all fuel issues due to phase separation of the ethanol fuel that we buy today, and the quality of the fuel so bad. I made a cocktail, and to this day, I just swear by it. It works. There's hands down nothing better. Quick shot in our AST long-term stabilizer. And if you keep that in your fuel at all times, you will 99% eliminate all your carburetor issues with your small engine. And if it does set for 2 or 3 months, like last summer when it quit raining, or we didn't get any rain all summer and the grass quit growing, mower sat for 3 months and didn't run. So you've got the long-term stabilizer in there. But those two products are amazing. On the diesel side, I used everything at work. We used the cetane boost. We had some old Caterpillar engines that the cetane increased the fuel quality. Takes a knock out of the diesels when they start, cold start up and stuff too. And the diesel concentrate is a proven performer, especially in like the 6-liter Fords that had the injector issues. It's a godsend for those. Use it in every tank of fuel, and I'm a believer in our fuel additives. The DFC, the winter version of the diesel concentrate, there's not an equal on the planet. It is just an amazing product. I've saw it work over and over and over. I kept diesel recovery for our vehicles that were outside, which is our emergency product. It's amazing. You could dump a gallon of Power Service, which is one of the bigger names out there, and wouldn't do what a quart of our diesel recovery does. So, and then PI and our gas engines. I mean, just amazing, amazing fuel products there. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's. I would agree, and any dealer that's listening in that isn't working our fuel additives, it's a great product to walk in the door with. It's not offensive. They can try it in a few vehicles. It's not a huge, humongous investment for a commercial account or any customer. I mean, preferred customers or retail on the shelf or whatever. I think our fuel additives are the best on the market. And just drive around with a case of each one of those, and you'll find customers and get them started on that, and they'll become loyal customers. It's a great way to start your business.
Yes,
so, well, Craig, just finishing up, I know you're working, before we put the record on, that you were you're working on the third month of Premier Direct Jobber. That's the next level above Direct Jobber. So building your business and moving up, that's part of growing, and it's an exciting time because that means you get paid more money, it just gets better and better the higher you go. I can promise you that. So congratulations on that. We're pulling for you to get this last month. What are your final thoughts? Do you have anything you'd like to say, and where you're headed in your Amsoil business? Yeah, it sounds like you're a pretty young guy. I've got a lot of years left, and I know you just retired from the fire department. What are you going to do with all your time now?
Oh, boy, I don't know how I had time to work, I'll be honest. Doing this full-time, and it's just working on building a dealer network, a larger dealer network. We're doing dealer trainings, trying to get our dealers, the ones that are really interested in wanting to grow their businesses, we're working closely with them. And, it's just we want to be a Regency Direct one of these days. So and that's where we're headed. It's just, maybe not as fast as we want because of all the family obligations and stuff, but we're building a steady business, and that's what I shot for. That's what I want, is something that's going to be rock steady. And just continue to add customers on a daily basis and work with the ones we have, and look forward to what the future has to bring here.
Well, it's you're doing all the right things, and helping others, and with your experience and your knowledge, and of course you've been to Amsoil U, I think, every single time that I can recall, and I think that's one of the driving forces for myself, and I'm sure you hear that from every dealer that's ever been there. That's the driving force to keep you building your business, because it's just so wonderful to go up there.
Yes, sir.
But appreciate you getting on the call tonight, Craig. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys here in a couple months up at the convention and the core technology course. I'm excited. Maybe when you make the next level, we'll have you on as premier, after you make premier, as in executive and then master and then regency. So you usually got a couple of things to do there, but it's not as far away as you think. So
yeah. Well, thank you for having the opportunity to be on tonight, Michael.
You're welcome, Craig, and I hope everybody tonight, you can always get on the archives. These will be up, and you'll be able to listen to it, share it with your team. And with that, I hope everybody has a great night, thanks for calling in, and we'll see you guys on the next call. Okay.
Good night, Michael.
Good night.
Good night, Michael.
Good night, Greg.
Good night, Michael.
Good night.
Good night.